16. Do not look in the mirror. I run straight back into the house and toward the mirror in the dining room. I hear gasps all around me as I run. An animal broke into the palace, Beauty cries. Get it! Get it! Abby, Jonah stammers. Is that you?
Oh no!
Screams Mike. When I see my reflection, it's my turn to gasp. Is that really me? I raise my hand. A beast raises its hand. I raise my other hand. A beast raises its other hand. I stare intently at my reflection. I look like a dog. An upright dog. My nose is black and wrinkly. I have fur all over my face. I have whiskers. I'm also really tall. My black leggings end at my knees, and my long and hairy arms look ridiculous sticking out of my orange sleeves. Oh no, oh no, oh no!
Did Jax do that?
Mike cries. I nod, speechless. Mike runs outside toward the garden.
I will get him,
he growls, except it doesn't sound so scary now that he's no longer a beast. I'm coming with you, Beauty cries and follows him out the door.
What happened?
Jonah asks. I see him behind me in the mirror. His eyes are huge and frog-like again.
Jax cursed me for messing with his spell.
I sob, wetting the fur on my cheeks with tears.
It's, not that bad,
my brother stammers.
It is so,
I say. I try to breathe, but I'm almost hyperventilating.
I can't stay like this. Is there any way to switch back?
Jonah asks.
If I get Mike and Beauty to break their engagement,
I say through my tears,
which I can't do. You saw how miserable he was as a beast. He's supposed to marry Beauty and stay handsome.
Jonah squeezes my hand. But, Abby, didn't you say we sometimes change the stories? I take a deep breath.
Yes, but that doesn't mean ruining their lives. And if he goes back to being a beast, his life will be ruined.
My shoulders slump. Maybe being a beast isn't that bad, I tell myself. I glance back at my furry reflection in the mirror. Nope, it's that bad. I am a gigantic walking dog with fangs. What am I going to do? I can't go home like this. Happy birthday, Mom. Surprise, I got you a pet. Me. I feel sick. What if I'm stuck like this forever? Maybe my mom can fix it. She'll take me to her hair salon. Maybe a manicurist can fix my claws. And there must be something we can do about all the hair on my face. Waxing?
He's gone,
Mike says, coming back inside.
He's a slippery little fellow. I haven't seen him since he cursed me all those years ago. He just runs around different kingdoms, causing havoc in people's lives.
Poor Abby, Beauty says, hugging me. What can we do?
I don't know, I say.
Should we postpone the wedding? Beauty asks, while we figure this out.
No,
I say quickly. We have to stick to the plan. You guys need to get married, and Jonah and I need to get home.
We'll think of something, Abby, Jonah says. We will.
I am not feeling very hopeful. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. A beast stares back.